My name's Neil Ballard. I'm one of the co-hosts on the Chill Zone on 91.7 FM, KVRX Austin, student-run radio.
Yes, each Friday night you can hear myself, Robert Fancher, and Neil. We play mostly house music, but all sorts of electronic styles. Today we have some very special guests.
Yeah, we have a... they're looking around, they're trying to find them. We have Alex Peace, we have Steve Smooth, and we have JJ Flores here with us. And they're going to talk with us a little bit.
Yeah, do you guys want to introduce yourselves real quick and talk about your recent productions? And
guys don't talk. They don't talk. And whenever Steve talks, he always sounds dumb, anyways. I'm Alex Peace.
Steve.
I'm JJ Flores.
So y'all are here in town. Y'all are on tour right now. Y'all want to describe your tour a little bit?
Well, it's really their tour, so I'll let them talk about it. I'm just an add-on.
Me and JR put out an album about 2 months ago, so we're doing a tour right now supporting the album. It's called The Collection. We're doing a Red Light District tour. We got Alex with us for this gig. Do all the MCing, DJing.
Is that what you're doing? Technology.
I thought he was going to dance.
He does a little bit of everything.
He's going to do exactly.
Even bartend. If you catch me on the right, I mean, I make a mean... You know, I don't even
Shirley
know.
Shirley Temple.
Shirley Temple. Right.
Oh man.
Yes. So yeah, we're they got a new CD, The Collective, on tour.
Collection.
We're from Chicago, all born and raised, I think, right, everyone?
Yep.
Pretty much. Yeah.
That's
why it's so windy outside here in Austin, because we brought a little bit with us.
It's just following us.
Now, The Collection is not brand new music, right? It's from years past. It's all your greatest hits, basically.
Yeah, stuff from the last couple of years, and there's a few new cuts on there. Time for Love is like the new single on there.
Yeah,
a couple of years of us pushing out singles. And
I recognize a few of them, like Release for sure. Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorites.
So can you describe it a little bit, the new album? Like he just said, it's a bunch of, you know, tracks from past years and everything. Does it have like a particular sound that y'all were going for? Or
not really. I mean, we were just doing all those singles, and it's basically just house. It's house music, slamming, party, club music. Which is kind of cool. Each track basically has, you know, vocals from Alex or Delano
or yourself.
Us or ourselves too. So it's cool. It's just banging house. There's nothing.
It's a really good CD. It's definitely worth the money if you could find it like in a used CD shop. it's phenomenal. It's a phenomenal buy.
$3.99 on Kazaa.
Yeah, free. Oh, you could download it on LimeWire. Oh, did I just say that out loud?
hey, yeah, I saw it on Beatport, right? You can download
they
the album.
On that side, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a reasonable price. You can download The Collection. I got a couple singles from it. We were lucky enough to get the whole CD. It will play that on the air later tonight for sure. So you guys are playing at Club Sky tonight?
Yeah.
Have you played there before?
I've never played there.
I've never played there.
But we hear the sound system is phenomenal. So we're excited about that. So hopefully by the time the night's over, it won't be so phenomenal anymore. We're going to do some damage.
So have y'all played in Austin before?
I've played here a few times.
You have? What do you think of the electronic scene here in Austin?
The scene's been good. I used to do a lot of raves back in the days, and the last few times I've been out here were clubs, so it's always been good here in Texas, and definitely in Austin.
Very cool, very cool.
Our scene's kind of sized down a little bit. It's mostly club gigs these days. Is it like that in Chicago as well?
I think it's like that overall across the U.S. The whole rave element is kind of null and void. Promoters have just gotten smarter. Instead of finding illegal venues or venues where they have high risk, they'll just take it to a club environment and still get the same turnout, the same music, the same vibe, same DJs. And you know, I think it's just it's an easier guarantee for them as opposed to trying to do a rave. Raves are old school. You know, so you know.
So I've been always wondering what goes through your mind when you're trying to choose a track list for a new CD or for a gig at a club, or does it just kind of like random? It's like, oh, I should play this track next. Or
sometimes you play the wrong song and can't help that.
Yeah.
Steve usually does an hour of wrong songs. No, really, I think it's just past experiences. I mean, depends on the song you play at a different club, maybe a different city, you get a good response. So you try to make sure you mix that in. I know most DJs, in fact, I'm sure every DJ has the one, two, or three songs that they've put together in a row, and it works every time. You know, if it ain't broke, why fix it?
Yeah.
But really, it's, you know, it's just the element. You know, it depends on what time you're playing, who else you're playing with, the venue. You know, if there's naked women, obviously you want to play something more sexy. If it's all dudes, then who cares?
How long ago was it when you guys got your start as DJs playing at clubs?
I've actually been playing for DJing for 16 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, not 16, but definitely a while. Probably 10 years.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I started as a kid.
Now, I remember reading that Steve and JJ, y'all used to work with Bad Boy Bill. What was that like?
Cool. We still do.
Yeah, we still do.
Still
produce all his music with them, with Bill.
That's cool. How did y'all meet Bill?
And I've known Bill for years.
I just met him through, I just play a lot of clubs in Chicago, and he'd always come in and do guest spots. And
oh, wow.
Just from hanging out in Chicago, basically.
Yeah, I would just always see him around, and I finally met him, and I was pretty young. Mm-hmm. Actually, the first time I seen him, he was 15 years old.
Oh, really?
And he was a little scrawny kid, about this big. About 4 inches
Well, he was taller than you. He wasn't that short.
He's still bigger than me.
But he was scrawny.
Well,
he told me a story back in the day. He used to sneak out of his house to go DJ gigs on a school night when he was like 15, 16 years old because he had, you know.
Yeah.
So
I seen him. I seen him in a basement party.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All black people. And there's a little white Bad Boy Bill coming along. Got behind the turntables and just cut it up. And I was like, oh. Whoa.
What were you doing in a club full of black people, JJ?
Now, Alex, you mostly do MC work?
I MC, produce, DJ, everything except Windows, pretty much. Yeah. I MC a lot during my sets. A lot of crowd interaction.
Yeah, a friend told me you really like to work the mic when you're playing in front of a crowd.
Yeah, I think it kind of makes for a better show. You know, you kind of reach out to the crowd, get a little bit crowd participation, say some things, say some nasty things, say some not so nasty things, but usually works out pretty well. And it's not too often I get to, you know, travel with Jay and Steve, so it should be a interesting weekend.
Yeah,
to say the least.
Interesting.
Do you have other influences than electronic music in your productions? Do you guys listen to a certain style when you're not DJing?
Well, personally, I don't listen to any electronic music other than when I'm making it or spinning it. It's just, I can't listen to house or techno while I'm driving because it seems I always end up doing 65 and a 30. But I like to listen to hip-hop. I like listening to what these MCs have to say. There's tremendous amount of producers, not just in the electronic scene, but in the hip-hop scene. And I personally, I'm influenced by everything around me, from culture to people to, you know, something of the, you know, cannabis influence, whatever it takes, you know.
Especially in the house industry, man, there's so many people doing it. Mm-hmm. And it's like you just get influenced by things that just pop up. Like what, somebody will make a new track and it's like, great. But that person disappears then 3 months later.
Right.
Okay. Well, here's the new cat that just made something cool. It's weird. So we'll be gone in 3 months too. Nice knowing you.
Your 15 minutes are up, buddy.
You know, you were saying earlier that there's always those three tracks or three, four, five tracks together that always you string them together. Works everywhere. Do you have, like, tracks that you just always play? It's like your favorite tracks play. They always get the best reaction.
You know what? I think it depends on the moment because music's always changing. It's always evolving. You know, after playing one song for 3-4 months, you get sick of it. So you have to keep, you know, digging through the crates or, you know, digging somewhere. Oh, wait, not crates. I don't play records anymore, but... You just, you know, digging through my iTunes and no. Music's always changing and, you know, you just try and find those floor fillers that just energy over the top songs that just make people go bananas, you know.
So you don't think it really matters? Well, most DJs don't play vinyl these days, am I right? I mean, do you guys, like, drop vinyl on the floor or do you
I used to
play
vinyl
CDs?
Always until about a year ago and then me and Jay started, well, we've been producing forever now.
Yeah.
We've got so many unreleased music that we'll play. I started playing all my unreleased stuff that was on CDs, and the only thing I was playing on vinyl was the old records. So I'd play a brand new track we just finished last night, mastered EQ, it sounds banging, and then I'm coming off, going into a record that's like 6 months old, it's like crackling and popping, because I've been playing it out for so much, so it was like the sound barrier was just too much, so I just said, oh, I'm going to go all CDs.
Yeah, that's understandable.
It's cheaper.
Yeah, I've made the conversion myself recently, especially MP3s on CDs. That's just amazing. But do you guys have any regular gigs, like at clubs where you live or on the radio?
Well, JJ Barbacks at Level...
Yep, that's my residency, no, my bar back residency.
I have a Tuesday night residency with another friend of ours, Mixin' Mark. We do Tuesday night therapy Tuesdays at Martini Ranch in Chicago, which is like, not to toot our horn, but probably the premier industry night. It's all house music. You won't hear anything but house, electro, funky banging house all night. And people just come to hang out, and you're not going to really bump in any knuckleheads because, like I said, it's all industry. So everyone's there. Everyone there pretty much knows everybody. And it's a really good time. And, you know, we have Jay and Steve. Actually, we've never had Steve.
I'm the resident drinker.
Yeah, he's a resident alcoholic.
I'm always there every Tuesday drinking.
So
they don't want me to play there.
It's too small. You're such a big name now. It's like, you know, we can only fit like 300 people in there. You know, if you show up, then we got lines out the door, and then police are coming by, and we don't need that headache. How about you, Jay? Where are you playing?
I do a monthly residency at a club called Level. Chicago, once a month.
And that's not a gay bar. I repeat, it is not a gay bar.
Though we do have gay people in there. That's why you'll find Steve all the time in there. Every month.
As you can tell, we just like to talk a lot of smack and at each other.
Getting drunk and winking.
Yeah.
I have a resident seat. Well, no, not really. Just play everywhere once a month.
Wherever
I can get in.
Wherever. He's got a U.S.
Wherever they let you play.
Right, pretty much.
So, how long are y'all in Austin? Yeah, I know y'all are playing tonight. Are y'all going to be staying around for a little bit?
No, we're going to McAllen, Texas tomorrow to play.
Okay,
and we'll fly home, hopefully in time for the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
They booked our flights, and we're supposed to fly during the Super Bowl, so.
Oh, fun.
We need to switch that. Yeah. Not missing the Super Bowl.
Are y'all going to be, like, checking out the sites while you're in Austin, though?
Oh, yeah, we're going to check out every strip club in this.
Where they got everyone. Good steaks.
Has there been a favorite on your tour? How many different cities have you gone to?
Me and Jay's hit up a lot of cities. Phoenix is a lot of fun. Phoenix is always fun. Warm weather. We were there in December. It was like snowing in Chicago. It was 90 degrees, walking around with shorts on in Phoenix. That was fun, like the day before Christmas.
Yeah.
McAllen, man. I was in McAllen last Saturday. It was a lot of fun.
So do you guys run your own label? Do you have like a favorite label to produce music for?
Alex runs his own label.
Yeah, I have my own label, Faded Music. Actually, about to drop our fifth release, featured music production by DJ Bam Bam, Brian Boncher, Funk W from Dallas, Texas. Oh, nice. It's kind of that hard Chicago style, banging house, some techno as well.
Bonky, bonky, bonky.
And about to drop the new release, and if you want to listen to some stuff or download some stuff, you can check out beatport.com.
Steve and I represent Menage Music, which is a label.
Bills of, and our new label, yeah, we kind of started together. Our album's the first release on that.
Yes,
label.
The collection is the first release, and we're going to bang out some more stuff.
Also available on Beatport and iTunes.
You guys are pretty friendly to the online music revolution and MP3s.
You know what?
You can't beat them, join them.
Yeah, I mean, it's just where the future's going. It's inevitable. And for those who are true to the vinyl, you know, God bless you. But, you know, it's the digital age. You know, it's tomorrow's music. It's the way you get it. It's easy. It's convenient. And, you know, that's just where it is. I mean, our record labels, Menage and Faded Music, we still press vinyl because there's still those vinyl junkies out there that want to go out and prefer to play vinyl. And, you know, I would much rather play vinyl as well. I think it sounds better, a little bit warmer. But traveling and doing multiple cities, you know, on a weekly and monthly basis, it's a lot easier for me just to play CDs. I actually use
with you. Huh? You got a bigger variety of music.
Yeah, you could bring a lot more stuff. I actually use Serato Scratch Live, which is a program used to play MP3s. And I play different parties where I play anything from hip-hop to old-school hip-hop, 80s, all the old house. I mean, whatever's on my laptop is what I have access to, and you can't beat it. You know, I could play for probably 2 weeks straight and not even repeat a song. And, you know, I like having those certain records, you know, available to me, as opposed to only being limited to what you can bring on it, fit in a DJ crate.
It's just so cool, though. I mean, it's a whole nother world. I mean, you could have a song emailed to you straight from somebody's studio, something they just finished. Mm-hmm. 5 minutes before you're leaving to go to that gig. Shoot, sometimes you could get it emailed to you at the gig. And play it, you know what I mean? I mean, how fresh is that? That's pretty cool. Sometimes you can make it in a hotel room and go and play it, or whatever.
Jay, we pretty much embrace the whole internet music.
You know, can't beat it.
Get yourself exposure to maybe people who haven't heard your music yet.
If you're playing all vinyl, And no CDs, no digital. I mean, you'd have to wait how many months before you get the vinyl, or at least a month before you could even get something pressed on vinyl and play it.
It's like a white label.
That's a white label.
Well, back in the day, you'd have to spend $75 and get an acetate made.
Exactly.
Where now it costs you
five times
26 cents to burn a disc and call
acetate
it a day.
Sounded horrible.
Yeah.
Well, acetates, you can only play like 5-6 times, and then they would start to get chewed up by the needle, and they would sound all crackly and staticky. So.
Yep.
Digital's where it's at.
Do you have any? You have personal websites that our listeners can go to and see more about y'all?
AlexPeace.com, and for all the spacers out there, MySpace.com/AlexPeace.
SteveSmooth.com and MySpace/SteveSmooth.
JJFlores.com, MySpace.com, /JJFlores.
How do you produce music these days? Has it changed a lot since back in the day?
So much has changed. How far are you talking about going back, though?
Oh, I don't know. Back to the 80s, didn't you guys?
Back to the 80s.
Like,
oh, huge difference.
Tapes, and instead of just one piece of software to do it all.
Yeah, we used to use 2-inch tape, going analog, everything using SMPTE time code, MIDI time, FSK time code, stuff you probably never even heard of. Basically, like, when you were producing tracks, you would have to go all the way back to the beginning and listen to the whole thing all the way through, make the changes or whatever, you know.
Yeah,
and basically have to start from the beginning. Of course. He's a new blood. And now, I mean, you do everything on your laptop. Everything. The whole studio.
Do you have a favorite piece of software that you use?
Pro Tools.
Pro Tools.
Pro
Tools.
Pro Tools.
I'm switching to Logic. To all my DigiDesign people out there.
Pro Tools is a little too costly, but
yeah, that's why
you get what you pay for.
So where do you see yourself in 5 years? Do you think you'll be doing the same things as you are today?
Sure hope so.
I don't know.
I really don't want to be DJing.
Well, you won't be alive if you keep doing the same stuff.
You know, Geritol before each gig and trying to take some stay-up pills just to not fall asleep while I'm DJing. I you know what? I'm going to be on a radio station somewhere.
Somewhere.
Somewhere in some city. I'll have my own show guaranteed. Mark my words.
I'll be MIA somewhere.
So do you think, are you going to try and get more electronic music onto the radio? Try and have a show, or is it going to be a hip-hop show? Or
you know what? I'll probably be working for the man, but still have my freedom. I'll do everything in my power to get more dance music on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why it's not is...
Because of the man.
Because, no, it's not because of the man. It's just because there's no budget in dance music. So if you have no budget, then you can't, you know,
mm-hmm.
wet the palms of the MDs and PDs and the people making videos. And that's why hip-hop's so successful. It's like today's hip-hop was yesteryear's rock and roll. Rock and roll, Metallica, all those bands, AC/DC, those were the big budgets. That's what you heard on the radio. And, you know, that went away. And now it's the whole urban invasion. And it's great. I mean, I love it. But I don't think dance music is ever going to get there. For lack of a better word, too segregated and still too... I don't know, dance people just aren't working together. So it's just going to stay where it is. I think it's looking back to like 3-4 years ago, the music's gotten better, but the dance industry in my eyes is still stagnant. It's still where it was 3-4 years ago because it's not on the radio.
It's still where it was 15 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, nowadays, you know, with the, you know, with the internet and digital downloads, now you don't really need radio on the on the airs. You know, you got XM and Sirius, and they're doing their own dance stations, and stations like yourself, you know, local stations, college radio stations that are have a free format, and they're able to just, you know, program what they want. Thank God you guys are, you know, giving house music and electronic music a little bit of love. But as far as mainstream radio, it ain't ever gonna happen. I don't think so. But turn on the TV and every commercial for gum or soda has got electronic music, or a car has got electronic music all over it.
Or watch a movie and there's at least one electronic song in there or something.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dance music's, I feel like it's evolved over time somehow, you know. Maybe the categories aren't coming together exactly, but it feels like it's merging with different sorts of culture. I mean, more people are listening to it in certain ways. I hope someday that radio will change. But, I think the internet is the future, myself personally.
Mm-hmm. That's where it's at. As long as you got an outlet, you have to just
podcast.
Flood it.
Podcast. Underground stations, knuckleheads in their basement. That's the future.